Night. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news coming in from the Eastern Cape. Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotoso appeared in the East London Magistrates Court today, but behind closed doors. Omotoso, who was rearrested in the city on Saturday, faces immigration-related charges. It's after the Department of Home Affairs declared him a prohibited person and rejected his appeal. Newswatch's Tulisile Mapongwana filed this report.
After his case delayed until late afternoon, Omotoso reportedly asked that the courtroom be cleared, and the court granted that request, barring the media and the public from attending. Outside court, protesters, including the clergy, traditional leaders, and political formations like the EFF and ANC Women's League, gathered, calling for Omotoso's deportation and the denial of bail. The ANC Women's League saying Omotoso remains a threat to women and children and should return to his home country. The pastor was recently acquitted of more than 30 charges, including rape and human trafficking, but his immigration status remains under scrutiny. Tulisile Mapongwana, East London Magistrates Court.
The matter has been postponed to tomorrow. And back home in KZN, the Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority is pushing back against a court ruling that allows Itala to continue operating. It's officially filed for leave to appeal the Pietermaritzburg High Court's decision to unfreeze Itala's accounts. The authority approached the courts to have Itala provisionally liquidated earlier this year after it found that it was legally and technically insolvent. Meanwhile, Nahau's Prince Matelane, who represents Itala employees, says they feel vindicated by Friday's court ruling.
The initial decision by the repayment administrator was irrational and reckless, and it has caused irreparable harm to the organization and also put hundreds of workers' livelihood on risk.
KZN police say a notorious kingpin is among the three suspects who were shot dead in a shootout in Inanda, north of Durban, this afternoon. It's understood the trio, who were wanted for a series of murders, were shot and killed by police in Amaoti. KZN police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says when officers arrived, the suspects opened fire from a house in which they were hiding. This sparked a shootout.
During the shootout, the three suspects were shot and fatally wounded. The suspect who evaded arrest last month was among the three and is believed to be the gang lead. Three firearms were found in the possession of the suspect. No police officer was injured during the shootout.
Further afield, opening statements in the trial of Sean Diddy Combs are currently underway in New York. The rapper denies all charges of sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. If found guilty, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. Sky's Martha Kellner, who's outside court, says there were gasps from the gallery when the lead prosecutor made her opening statements.
She began by immediately pointing at Sean Combs on the bench. She said, "This man you may know as a cultural icon and a businessman, but there is another side to him," she said, "that ran a criminal enterprise for 20 years.
Durban, a high of 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera.